And Extravision is coming in for criticism this morning for telling customers who've pre-ordered the new €500-a-throw Xbox One games console they must also buy an additional game when they come to collect their unit. National Consumer Agency says it's talking to Extravision. Now, they're not with us this morning, but we are joined in studio, though, by RTE business reporter Adam Maguire. Adam, turning into quite a fuss, this. What's it all about?
Well, ultimately, when these big game consoles come out, people will go into shops months in advance, maybe, and put down a deposit or even pay the whole price in advance in order to ensure that they get one on release, because they're generally very limited.
Limited supply.
Exactly, yeah. So what seems to have happened is Extravision customers went in to pick up their Xbox One and they were told, well, you can't just take the Xbox One, you also have to buy a game with it, which the games are about €65 to €70, although they do bundle deals, so it's about €40 extra in Extravision. Said you cannot take your Xbox One home with you unless you also pay for this game on top of that.
So this is more than heavy persuasion.
Well, what they are saying is you're more than entitled to get your refund on your pre-order if you like, but that means that you're going to have a very hard time finding an Xbox One anywhere else. The problem, of course, is that customers are saying they weren't told this in advance when they went in and they made this pre-order, and when they actually, you know, paid their deposit or paid the money over. These things tend to be very informal. You go up and you basically get a receipt to say that you've paid your deposit, you get your name put down the list, so it's not like you're signing a big contract.
And of course it is a much desired gift for Christmas.
Absolutely, and if you don't have something pre-ordered, it's going to be very difficult for you to get an Xbox One before Christmas.
So what's the National Consumer Agency saying? Because there is a Sale of Goods Act, isn't there? I mean, there must be some sort of protections here for customers.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've said that they have had contact from customers and relationists. They're talking to Extravision. They say in general, though, that if a customer is pre-ordered to pay a deposit or paid in full for a product in advance, that they're entitled to get that from the retailer. They've entered a contract with the retailer, and you cannot add preconditions after the fact. You know, if you've agreed in advance that you're just, this is a pre-order for a certain thing, you have to follow through on that.
It sounds a little bit like, in business terms, a kind of an inventory management exercise. They have so many games, they need to shift the games as well as the consoles.
Well, I mean, the issue with it is that a lot of these things, you would sell a game with it anyway. If you're buying a new console,
well, that does strike you as common sense, yeah.
Yeah, that you'd pick something up so you can play it at the same time. The problem is, of course, even if you were intending on buying something yourself, being strong-armed into having to buy it maybe isn't going to leave a particularly good taste in your mouth at the end of it. It does seem to be to ensure, you know, the reason why they bundle these things is to get a bit extra on top of each sale.
And Extravision themselves, have they been able to provide any explanation?
We've tried contacting them yesterday and today as well, left a number of messages with them, and they haven't responded yet, so there's no comment from them on the matter so far.
They'll also be selling the PlayStation 4, the rival console product, if you like. Is there a similar caveat on that?
It seems to be that the caveat won't apply to the PlayStation 4, so if you've got a pre-order for one of those with Extravision, you'll be able to go in and just pick up the console itself.
Any end in sight to this?
Well, it really depends on what comes out from the National Consumer Agency, and obviously they're going to be talking with Extravision, and you'd hope that they'll be able to find some kind of resolution in the near future.
RTE business journalist Adam Maguire, thank you for joining us in studio.